Okay. Pardon me. Thinking about other things to do while I, you know, just reading an article about between a project owner and a project manager. And it's like, oh, I don't want to do either one. Funny thing is that for a few years now, more than a few actually, I kind of set up a system where I didn't have to be employed by somebody else to like take care of medical bills. So one of the big things to say, well, you want to be employed by somebody else, you know, you want to work for a company or a big company or whatever as an employee, is so that you can get the benefits that you wouldn't be able to pay for otherwise. And I haven't done that in years. And it's like, oh, there's one reason why you don't really have to work for somebody else. And try to impress them to the point to where they will take you on. And so, alongside doing all the resumes and the interviews out there and doing this and doing that, which I think, you know, I half think I've been bluffing most of the time, although I'm pretty good at bluffing. And I do get some things done. I don't know if the next thing that happens is they say, well, let's start calling around to their old places. And the old places come back and go, no, I wouldn't hire him. I wouldn't hire him in a million years. And it's like, we made the mistake of hiring him. I won't do it again. And it's like, is that... a reality thing. I mean, nobody's going to ever tell you that, so you're never going to get a straight answer from anybody. You might occasionally get somebody who says, hey, you know, incidentally, we really, really liked you, but then we talked to one of your old bosses and they told us never to hire you. So oh, we're not going to take the chance. And you go, that's understandable. And it becomes a whole question. Well, what do you do, Nemro? And it's like, well, what were you doing before you started all this? And you go, well, I was writing, actually. And you go, well, maybe you should go that way. Certainly have some things put together to make it possible. Certainly got the time. And you got the war chest. A little one, quite little. It says, but will it take care of you for months? And you go, yeah, it'll take care of us for months. We go, you should go there. It scares the crap out of Lisa, I'm very sure. But Lisa says you're a really good writer. Of course, that's in the isolation of